now until the end of the quarter, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, here on the library lawn, we want to hold teach-ins. Now, on what basis they'll be grouped, if it'll be one giant teach-in or possibly four smaller groups across the lawn, the problems that we are dealing with, that we're going to find qualified people to teach, to make our education more meaningful for the last 3 weeks of our college this year, our military involvement, the history of it, the history of imperialism in the United States throughout the world, our environmental problems here in California, in the world, in the United States, everywhere, what we can do about it as individuals working with groups. Would you support such a teach-in here on the lawn every day from now until the end of classes, giving the students one of three options? Either they can take an incomplete in their course credit, coursework to date, making individual arrangements with their teacher to finish that incomplete. Two, they can take the grade that they have received to date and work in this teach-in, going out into the community, knocking on doors, talking to people, explaining to them what is happening on college campuses in California today. Or three, each student can remain in classes, go to school just exactly like he was doing 3 weeks ago, and do his work and receive credit.
Well, now wait a minute. Let's get the options clear, in my mind anyway, and the alternatives. Let's go backwards from it.
Okay.
If a student is allowed to continue in his classes just as he would normally be in class, this is an obvious normal routine.
Right.
The second alternative then is that he, in fact, gets permission from that instructor to not attend that class anymore for the remainder of the quarter, and that he gets whatever grade that instructor at that particular point thinks is appropriate for him. Is that the second alternative?
That's the second.
Now, to show you how short my mind is, tell me what the first was.
Okay, they have, you know, they have their choice. They do one of the three.
Which three? I only had two there.
Okay. One, you know, is to continue in classes normally. Two is to receive the grade that they have to this time.
On an individual basis by the instructor.
Right. Three, they can take an incomplete in their coursework or be graded on their work. You know, like they'll say, this is what I'm going to do with my remaining time this final 3 weeks. They will lay out to the instructor that I am going to attend an environmental teach-in or the teach-ins here on the lawn every day, and you can grade me accordingly, and I'm going to work in the community.
All right. So that the third alternative is one in which there is an agreement between the student and the individual faculty member as to how much credit is he is going to get for whatever it is that he's going to do outside of the classroom. Is that the third alternative?
Take an E in a class.
That's what I just said.
Well, that's right.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. He said incomplete. So it's take an E in the class.
But the main idea,
right,
is that there's no penalties.
Well, now let's disassociate this for a minute from the idea of the teach-in on the library lawn. I mean, I think, in other words, we now are talking about at least two things. One has to do with the individual relationship between students and instructors in a number of different courses, right?
Right.
And then there is another thing that could happen to those students who are outside of the class, either getting credit or not getting credit, and that could be involved in the concept of teach-in, for which some instructors might, in fact, give credit for having the student involved in the teach-in,
right?
Okay. Well, what I was trying to zero in on was the... I recognize the fact you got your hand up. So if you put it down, it'll be a little less distracting. If we are zeroed in on the concept that we are talking about individual relationship between students and faculty members, then you've answered your own question, because I certainly have no intention of interfering with that relationship between individual students and the faculty. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, we just went through it a moment ago. One of them was one alternative was if the individual student goes to his faculty member and the faculty member says, in fact, that he can, on the basis of some participation that he's going to be involved in, that he can get an E for the course or the grade that he had at that particular point, and that understanding is between the student and the faculty member, then this is one of those alternatives. The other alternative, I'm going to have the biggest ear in the paper I ever saw. The other alternative was that he would in fact be in a relationship with his instructor, be given credit for specifically what he was going to do on the outside of that class, such as a project. It becomes some type of a project, and the faculty member does in fact evaluate it in that way. I certainly support it. I mean, I have always supported the relationship between what the student does with the faculty member in the relation to his academic progress. Now, there's one thing that you must remember, and that is that, and I give this to you in answer in a way to the question of whether or not I have an immediate superior and what in fact I must do. I'm going to read you a directive that applies specifically to the question that was asked here. And then you can and understand why I'm saying that it is related to the individual relationship between student and faculty member on a person-to-person basis. The directive says, the California State College system is maintaining its instructional schedules and academic calendars. There is a concomitant obligation to maintain the integrity of instructional processes, including assessment of student performance. No state college and no department in any of the state colleges has been authorized to curtail its instructional program or to make arrangements which deviate from established institutional grading practices. Now, what I have just said in terms of the relationship between the individual student and the faculty member would not violate this order. It would not deviate from institutional grading practices as long as the instructor was the person responsible for making the evaluation of the student's work and what, in fact, the student should get as a grade, whether it was an incomplete or whether it was the grade that he got at that particular time.
Dr. Kennedy, I'm addressing this statement to you. Would you advocate giving a grade on how much work the student has done so far or giving him an incomplete if he wanted to come out here? Would you give a grade or an incomplete?
We have over 600 faculty members, and I am, don't, you know, when somebody makes a question like that, then I don't know whether the rest of you hear it, but behind me somebody keeps saying, just answer the question. Just answer the question. What is the answer to the question, yes or no? Well, the answer to the question cannot be a yes or no, and the world is full of questions that cannot be answered by yes or no, and you know it. And don't try to push me into that position. This question cannot be answered by a simple, simplistic type of yes or no answer. I cannot say for the faculty, as large as the faculty at this institution, that you are entitled because of some unilateral action by the president that you are going to have to receive whatever type of grade I gave as an answer, and either an incomplete or the grade that you had at that time. This is a relationship between you and that class and the faculty member in that class, and you can work it out with him, and that's your responsibility.
I'd like your opinion, Dr. Kennedy. If you were my teacher, what would you advocate? Yes or would you give me a grade, an A, B, or C, or an incomplete?
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's assume I'm not the president of the college, and what I say at this moment will not have any effect on the rest of the faculty, right? I'm just teaching journalism classes, which was the subject matter that I used to teach here. And that I am now teaching a course in editorial writing, which was a class I one time taught. The answer to the question would be, yes, you could go out in the community in that class, and you could do what you needed to do about gathering facts, and you could come back, and you could write a series of editorials, and I would give you the grade for the courses and for the subject that you did. But that does not necessarily apply to physics, nor to mathematics, nor to agricultural engineering. It does not necessarily apply to everything. I am saying to you that in the field that I was teaching, that would have been an appropriate type of project, and it certainly would have been relevant to your education, and I would have done what I said. But I do not believe that it necessarily applies across the board to mechanical engineering, electronics, or what have you.
But do the faculty have that right?
The faculty have that right.
Even if they don't have tenure?
Even if they don't have tenure.
And they don't get fired?
And they don't get fired.
I'd like to question about the hearing process at this college.